GTL News Podcast, God's Timeline. Welcome to our Prophecy Podcast, where we explore events of the past, present, and future. It's time to exterminate and expose misinformation and reveal the truth. We will discuss how ancient predictions relate to current events of our day. Timothy Thompson, a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, becomes a prophecy expert after 50 years of dedication. He aims to share his incredible knowledge and wisdom, a remarkable teacher. Shouldn't we understand prophecy if it's given by God? And now, presenting your host, Timothy Thompson.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Timothy Ray Thompson, and this is GTL.News Podcast. Well, Thanksgiving is over for 2024, and I was over at some friends' house. I had a wonderful time, had a great Thanksgiving dinner. I always appreciate when people do things for me, and when it's food, it is so easy to be appreciated because, you know, I've been alone most of my life. You know, growing up with my mom and dad and my brother, I wasn't alone. But when I became 18, I joined the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And, well, my father said I couldn't live there no more, that I wasn't allowed to join the church. And so that's quite a story in itself. And if you listen to my podcast and you check out my GTL News website and all the articles and the timeline, and you'll begin to realize that the church is the church on the face of the earth. But the problem is the very first time that people hear the word Mormon, they think, oh man, and then they get a hold of some information that has their head spinning, and they don't believe that the church is the church on the face of the earth. But I just created a timeline, and I just created something like 17 different points of why the church is true. So, yes, 17 points that prove that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was taken off the face of the earth when Jesus Christ hung on the cross and he resurrected. The church was still on the face of the earth. But eventually the apostles got killed, and the believers, they got murdered. They were taken off the face of earth, and there was no priesthood. It was gone. And the Bible talks about a great apostasy that would happen. That great apostasy, well, in 1830, was restored. The church was restored with the help of Joseph Smith, Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, Mormon, just a miracle story. Now, why is it that people have a hard time believing the truth? Because for the past, all this time since they killed the apostles, they killed the leaders of the church back to, you know, close to what, 2,000 years ago? It was 2,000 years ago. They killed them. So, what they have, you know, in the Christian nations that came about, and over what, close to 2,000 years, things have gotten twisted. So when people say things like baptism for the dead, they look at you like you're crazy, but it's in the scriptures. So I'm challenging you to read my articles and learn the truth, because it has consequences. No, I don't believe you're not going to hell because you believe in Christ and you don't believe in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But God has told us that we are rewarded according to our works, according to our faith. And somebody says, oh, we're not saved by works. Well, that's true. But you're rewarded by your works, and not to boast. You don't want to boast. You don't want to brag about your works. I'm doing a podcast. I hope that it makes a difference in your life and the lives of others. I know that Joseph Smith was a prophet. The biggest reason I know that Joseph Smith is a prophet is because of prophecy. because once you understand prophecy, you understand what the seven seals are. Oh, man. Does that open up another book, doesn't it? When you really understand what the seven seals are, you understand the book of Revelation. You understand it. How many people understand the book of Revelation? Oh, that you might claim to it. You might say that, okay, the seven seals are, oh, okay, we're on the fifth seal. Oh, the sixth seal now. And you're thinking in your mind that the seals, seven seals, are just for the last days. But in reality, we just got done talking about that for the past several weeks. I've talked about one seal after another. So yes, one seal after another. Each seal is a 1,000-year period. The seven seals are the history of the earth and the economy of the things of the earth and heaven. And it talks about so much more than that. And we already covered the fact that the first seal started back during the time of Adam and Eve, during the beginning here. And then when Jesus Christ came around and he died on the cross and was resurrected, that started the fifth seal. You see, that was in the year 33. So if Jesus Christ was resurrected, right? And that started the year 33, the fifth seal. What do you do? When did the sixth seal start? If each seal is a 1,000-year period, you add 1,000 years to 33, and you come up with 1033, and that's when the sixth seal started. And you add another 1,000, what do you get? 2033. Now, what significance does that have? It has a lot of significance. Because now you open up the book of Revelation, and you find out what happens when 2033, the seventh seal, opens. You read about it, you study the book of Revelation. You can read some in DNC as well. The Church of Jesus Christ clarifies a lot of this. But it's in the book of Revelation as well. How can anyone deny it? I mean, yes, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it because since 2010, I asked God, I wanted to know how close we are to the second coming. I got on my knees and I got a hold of a guy. I did some research and came across a guy named Lowell Taylor, and he has quite a story in himself. He woke up in the middle of the night after seeking. Yeah, I guess he couldn't sleep. He was seeking the truth. He wanted to know about prophecy. And that's when he learned, he's the one that was able to put the pieces together about the eight kings that lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. He learned about the eight kings, that there are eight kings that lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ in Revelation 17. So I'm telling you, I'm not messing around here. There are going to be people who doubt it, who won't listen because I say that I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. There'll be people who will tone out because what they'll do is they'll talk to their friends. They'll get on the internet and they'll talk about prophecy, and their friends will say something like, okay, God doesn't have a body. That's the latest one I came across. God doesn't have a body, he's spirit. But then, you know, the Church of Jesus Christ, there's a whole bunch of scriptures that say otherwise, and basically they ignore it because people have been so corrupted over the past, over 1,000 years, almost 2,000 years. People have come out with their own interpretation, and it's taken hold, and people believe it, and Satan is really slick. So how in the world do I know that I got all this right? I know I got it right because the puzzles fit. They fit. The thousands of pieces of puzzles, and I understand what's going to happen before it happens. Since 2010, since, like I told you, I got on my knees, and I asked God, and I learned that for me to understand the day of the hour, I don't know the day of the hour, but I do know the time of the first resurrection, and some call it the rapture. But when you learn about things that are going to unfold, And I learned, like I said, since 2010, and they begin to happen, and they are happening. In 2016, we had a major prophecy that happened. 2024, this is the year, and it's been going on for a few years, but Iran and Turkey are supposed to push the north, south, and west. 2024, I would say that was right. It happened. Iran is since even last year in 2023, Iran and Turkey pushing to the north, south, and west, all the way up to Israel. They've been bombing the crap out of Israel. Well, that's pushing to the west, all right. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I don't have this right. I am humbled, I'm grateful, and it's just an invitation. I invite you to check out the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Get a hold of some missionaries. You can, well, as far as the website, let me tell you a little clue here. No, they changed the name of the website, but it's still, you can still go to lds.org. So lds.org. That would take you to the following website. It's website was changed to www.churchofjesuschrist.org. So feel free to go to either one. It will take you to the same place. The reason they changed the website, brothers and sisters, is because the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is the Church of Jesus Christ, without a doubt, 100%. And, well, you either accept it or you don't. If you don't, then, well, you have freedom of choice. But don't you think, if I am correct, and it really is the Church of Jesus Christ, and all the negative things that you hear on YouTube and in the world is just false? Satan has got a hold of this world, and I'm telling you, it's not good. We're living in the last days. Bible prophecy says that people would turn away. There'll be those who accept the church, that when you consider the billions of souls on this planet right now, it's only a few that are members, but it was the same 2,000 years ago. For some reason, Satan is doing all he can to twist the truth. And in the United States, we just had an election. Okay, Trump versus Kamala Harris. And people who were supporting Trump, well, they were on the right side. And some people who might hear me saying that, who don't understand that the media has been taken over. And the media in the United States, and probably in the world too, but definitely in the United States, I can say that and I can vouch for that, that the media is evil. They are doing all they can to keep people away from believing in Christ and Heavenly Father. But as far as God having a body, I take that out of faith, and I've looked at the scriptures. I understand that. Here's the thing. There's God the Father. There's Jesus Christ, the Son. And then there's the Holy Spirit, a Holy Ghost. Well, God, being that he has a body, a physical body, like we do, not necessarily like I do. He's got a perfect physical body. His body is different than us, but nevertheless, he has a body. And as far as the Holy Spirit, well, he can dwell within us according to our faith and our love for Jesus Christ. And I've been to the Church of Jesus Christ, and I'm going to go back. I have to get myself straight. I struggle with, you know, stress. Sometimes I get depressed. But I have hope. It's a physical stress. People don't understand that I'm not talking about, when I say stress, I'm talking the body, the stress, the brain fog. It's a terrible situation to have to be in, But I'm sure that there's reasons why I have it. Whatever we're going through, whatever you're going through, just know that it's for your own good. It doesn't matter what happens. What really matters is how the ending plays out. And Jesus Christ is coming back. I share that with you about 2033. I believe the date is 2033, April the 17th. I'm not talking about the second coming. I don't know the day or the hour of the second coming. But I do know that Jesus Christ, it looks like that date, that the, I know without a date, that's when the seventh seal opens up in 2033. Now, how soon the trumpet sounds, I think it will be immediately. If not, it will be very soon after that the first resurrection takes place. Like I said, some call it the rapture. Brothers and sisters, I've thrown a lot at you. I love you. And I just want you to stop believing the lies. There have been members of the church, you know, they're baptized, they've come into the church, and then they turn around and talk to their friends, and they don't know a whole lot about the church. So they start believing the lies, and they fall away. And not only that, this church is really demanding. You know, Jesus Christ expects a lot from us, but he knows we can do it. We have to put our mind and our heart, we have to shoot for it. So, yes, take the time to pray. Jesus asks us to be perfect. He says, be ye perfect. Even if you're not in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, well, there's no way that you're going to be able to be perfect, because you have to know the plan. You have to know the plan of salvation. God has asked a lot from us, but it's for our benefit. It's so that we can go back home, because God does not allow sin in heaven, okay? And the celestial kingdom is the highest degree of glory. We have that opportunity to go there. Let's not blow it. I know I have my work cut out for me, but I have some time as long as I live. But if I die tomorrow, I run out of time. And of course, I would plead with Heavenly Father. I let him know that I really am going to overcome all things. I made up my mind. I hope that you made up your mind. God bless you, brothers and sisters. This is December the 6th, 2024, and this is the podcast. You have a great day. God bless you. Remember to always pray every day, to read the scriptures, listen to my podcast. I have a YouTube channel and let's see if I can figure it out real quick. Just kind of hang in there with me. A Rumble channel and a YouTube channel that will start on January the 20th, 2025, the day that Trump becomes the official president of the United States. And that has a story within itself, because I know things. I know it's going to happen before it happens, but in 2025, it looks like that date, that the United States is going to go to war with Iran and Turkey. It's in prophecy. It's in the book of Daniel. And we cover this stuff, and I hope that you listen to the podcast and learn about these things. Keep in touch, and God bless you, and you have a great week. That's all, folks. Have a great weekend.